Even if you don't have children, our country's childcare crisis is costing you money. If you're a business owner or just a taxpayer, the lack of affordable infant and toddler care is undercutting your profits or your savings. Doug Lent from Maryland Family Network is here to tell us more. Doug, run the numbers for us.
Sure. The national nonprofit Ready Nation's recent study found that the nation's infant toddler childcare crisis now costs $122 billion in lost earnings, productivity, and revenue every year. That number is nearly double what it was in 2018.
Wait, billion? With a B? Wow. I assume COVID-19 was a major driver in that increase?
That was a factor, but there's several other factors. For example, not having affordable care in one's neighborhood or near their work means that almost two-thirds of parents of infants and toddlers report being late for work or leaving work early to be able to use that care. A lack of affordable care also means that over half of parents say they're distracted at work due to concerns about their children. 85% of parents say unreliable childcare hurt their work performance or the amount of time that they could commit to the job. This means families lost $78 billion a year due to not getting raises, having to turn down promotions, or missing out on extra hours or special projects.
That's money that they would be paying on taxes or spending on the local economy. What is the impact of that?
Our country loses out on $21 billion a year in federal and local tax revenue. These problems cost businesses about $23 billion annually. The children who are missing out on quality early learning are the workers of tomorrow, and they are not getting the start that they need to succeed.
So it's a lose-lose-lose proposition. Why don't we just change the system?
Well, one reason is that it requires an investment today to reap the benefits tomorrow, and some are unwilling to do that. However, other reasons are misconceptions that family leave, flexible schedules, on-site childcare, and other solutions undercut the bottom line. But the bottom line is already being undercut, and these solutions would in fact save money for everyone.
Let's make the investment in our children. We can't afford not to.